From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The wrangling continues over what to do with the body of accused Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev. After his body was taken in by a funeral home in Massachusetts, no cemetery has agreed to accept it for burial. From member station WBUR, Deborah Becker reports the funeral home owner is now asking the government to step in.
For the past 3 days, protesters have gathered outside the nondescript Graham, Putney, and Mahoney Funeral Parlor in Worcester, Massachusetts. They're angry that the funeral home agreed to accept the body of suspected bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev. 29-year-old Jennifer Marchand says Tsarnaev doesn't deserve a burial.
His mother and father won't come over and get him. His poor uncle had to do it. And that man lives here. I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for nobody else because they deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
Graham Putnam and Mahoney has a long history of providing funeral services for the indigent. It's also one of the few Massachusetts funeral homes that does Muslim burials. Funeral home owner Peter Steffen has been asked about burial at sea, and he says he can't provide that.
Now, if the government wants to do that, that's great. They did it with Osama bin Laden. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. But they're going to do it, not us.
Steffen says several local cemeteries have refused to bury Tsarnaev. Officials in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Tsarnaev lived, say burying him there would not be in the best interest of the city. Worcester activist Bill Bro has started raising money to send Tsarnaev's body to his parents in Russia. That's where Tsarnaev was born. He's asking state and federal officials to help.
And I said, look, get the message to Congressman McGovern. Move this. Secretary of State Kerry is going over to Russia. Please, as quick as possible, if you can expedite this, this will be over with.
Tsarnaev's uncle, Ruslan Tsarny from Maryland, claimed the body from authorities. He arrived at the funeral home yesterday and prepared it for a Muslim burial. Tsarny says he washed the body and covered it in a shroud to prepare for a simple service. As for his response to cemeteries refusing to bury his nephew, Tsarny said the soil belongs to no one and everyone deserves a burial. Peter Steffen says ultimately his funeral home is responsible for the burial, so he wants to make sure it's done.
I want to know for a fact that once I get him there, that someone's going to do something and bury him. Not go back and forth and hold the body there if he's a terrorist or whatever they want to call him. I don't know that if I'm not there. He's not going to send a body out. I don't care who it is. This isn't what we do.
Tsarnaev's parents are not able to travel to the U.S. because of health and legal issues. Steffen says they want him buried in Russia as well. Steffen has spent much of the day calling state and federal officials for help and asking them to make a decision. But Governor Deval Patrick says this isn't a state or federal issue, it's a family issue, and he expects a decision soon. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Worcester, Massachusetts.